You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour number two here on WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson in the house.
Good to see you, boys. How we doing?
Good. How we doing?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great. Got to talk to some folks this morning. You know, a big crowd there. National Grid. It was fun.
Nice.
So, left a mark? I hope so. You know. Well, you know, I think so. You always hope when you leave after, you know, sharing your story that it has an impact somehow, some way. I think the response was good. So it gives me juice to come talk with you boys today.
Well, we talk about harnessing your power. National Grid, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you ask him for a discount?
Yeah, I was going to say, no? Yeah, if you could ask him to hook me up with my heat bill.
Very nice, yeah.
Because all I see on social media is people complaining about the delivery charge. Everybody's like, how does it cost more to deliver my gas or electricity than it does? And I'm like,
I don't know. They're allowed to surcharge.
Let me work on that.
Okay.
Let me talk to the good folks there. I think I did okay today. I think if I talk to them the next time, they will be willing to maybe consider
help everybody
helping
out.
Helping you guys out, yeah.
We look forward to it.
See.
All right, it's 3 o'clock, 3 hoes. Ted's here. It's time for the three-point stance.
319!
It's the three-point stance.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Got tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you're going to war with National Grid, but after the check clears, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. It is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. We have three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you are wearing orange today, which I know is your favorite color, so I ask you, are you ready to present your opening stance?
I'm bright and I'm ready.
You are bright and you have 60 seconds to present your stance. Go ahead.
Okay, so I don't know if people have been following social media. There's a couple things going on with Jason Tatum. First of all, we get the videos, right? Instagram, you see these videos of him playing one-on-one and you're like, you can't tell the guy's hurt. You can't tell that he tore his Achilles. He looks like a elite big athlete basketball player playing one-on-one, and I get it. He maybe hasn't gone through full scrimmages and contact, and there's some steps ahead. But I'm really starting to believe we need to start thinking and talking about Jason Tatum, that he is returning sooner rather than later. And there's a couple reasons out there. You can go the conspiracy route reasons, where people believe he's posting videos at times and of links and of all this that are 2-8. And 2-8, obviously, in the calendar is February 8th. That is a national TV game against the Knicks. Oh, interesting. The Knicks, when he tore his Achilles in that series against the Knicks. And if you're not a believer in the Easter eggs and the conspiracies, then you can listen to my guy Terp, who thinks he's just targeting doing it faster than his idol, Kobe Bryant, who did it in less than 8 months. But from what I've seen, we need to start talking about not only Jason Tatum returning sooner rather than later, but what that means to the number 3 seed Boston Celtics and Jaylen Brown.
May I also posit this, sir? How about on December 28th, they have a 6 p.m. tilt against the Trailblazers?
Yeah, that seems really early, though. that seems like a bridge too close.
We heard some things.
Do we care about the innuendo? Do we care about just not coming out and saying it, but just leaving crumbs for us to, this is how it's going to be until he comes. He's going to give little crumbs and little, like, you know, kind of things to where you have to pick up on and kind of figure out when he's coming back. Do you enjoy, because these guys get off on that?
Yes.
Do you enjoy the fact that they get off on you kind of taking all this little bits and pieces and trying to figure it out?
No, I hate it.
Okay.
I literally hate it. Taylor Swift, I think, is big on it. I think she does a lot of it with album releases and songs.
I feel like if they're going to do that, I don't want to play their game. they want to play games. I'm not going to play their game.
Yeah,
I don't want to engage in that.
I agree. But will you engage in the idea that he's coming back?
When? What's sooner rather than later mean? What does that mean?
So let's say February. Let's pick February. That gives him 2 months from what we've seen with our own eyes. Forget the innuendo. Just what you've seen with your own eyes. Tack on 2 months of more practice time, workouts, whatever he needs to do. Comes in February. And obviously you're going to ease him back in, right? Because even if he's fully healthy and he's passed all your tests and everything, you're going to ease him back in. Probably don't play back-to-backs. You have a minutes restriction, all those things. But what do the Celtics look like? We just started talking about they've figured themselves out, right? Jaylen Brown, Joe Mazzulla, they figured it out. The role players are figuring themselves out. Then they're going to have to figure themselves out again, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's that look like? Who has to figure what out?
That's going to be interesting. I think I think it's a fascinating conversation because JB, all of a sudden, now he's got to defer. But you see that we're ranked in offensive categories in a lot of good metrics. You know, now you want to come in and change how we do things? I don't know. I don't know. You know, JT, I was running a pretty good ship here when you were on the bench, and all of a sudden you want to do things a little bit differently. That's going to be an interesting dynamic, Fitzy. This is an interesting subject. I find it fascinating. Just when he's coming back, all of it. I just sorry, Fitzy, but just one last. I just don't want to be the guy that is reading into all his little things that he puts out there, because this is what today's modern athlete gets off on.
So you wouldn't have done this?
No. No,
no Twitter with like teases and Easter eggs and whatever they call these.
You see him on social media right now. Do I seem like a guy that's my style? No,
no, it doesn't.
That's not my style. I don't. That wouldn't even occur to me. But some guys, they look at it a little bit differently.
Yeah,
I see it obviously as a challenge because they're finding their way into their rotation, and guys like Jordan Walsh are playing meaningful minutes, and Hugo Gonzalez is growing up before our eyes. Baylor Shireman with a super plus minus, but at the same time, I also see it as a rich man's problem. I see this as a first world sports problem. Oh no, what are we going to do? However, will we find a way to slowly but surely reintegrate one of the 5 best players of basketball on planet Earth back into our rotation? I think it's slow. I think it's gradual. Kobe Bryant was only playing 13 to 15 minutes a night for the first several weeks when he came back as well. You know, you're just going to have to take the lumps, but I don't think in any way, shape, or form this disrupts JB's flow. I don't think it really stunts the growth of some of these other guys who have taken to the challenge. And if you listen to WEEI at all, let alone the afternoons, you hear all these promos where Arcand is talking about the fact that Mazzulla could well be working his way from guy we had no faith in to potential coach of the year candidate. All right, Joe. Well, if you're on that kind of heater as a coach, let's go.
Who didn't we have faith in? I'm
Mazzulla.
Confused.
Mazzulla. Some people didn't have faith coming in, and now there seems to be an uptick. Although I read some odds, he's not really considered a coach of the year.
Well, I'm trying to figure what you don't think JT coming back, Fitzy, will just like JB will be fine. All the other players are just going to casually integrate themselves into JT style. You don't think there's going to be any issues at all with him coming back and them just seamlessly picking up where they left off? I can say where they left off, but they've never played with JT. I have a hard time thinking this is just going to be a smooth transition when he comes back.
there could be issues, but I think these are issues if he is as healthy as he looks. And granted, I'm not going to take it just from some YouTube, Facebook, and IG highlights that all of a sudden the guy's fixed and that he's going to be back in his prime like where, like he
you
was dropping 35
You did see JB running
night.
Routes out there in England, didn't you, on Instagram? And you basically said he was going to be...
Yeah, these videos.
I don't know. You were right. You were right to say that Stephon Diggs was going to be ready to go because he was. So, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Lean into the videos, Fitzy. It worked for you once. Lean in again. So... Don't you think this basically will come down to two things? What JT expects? Because isn't there a world where maybe he just comes back as 12, 14 minutes a game? He sits in the corner. He becomes your corner three guy and starts to slowly kind of evolve into what this role is. And wouldn't that be a discussion that Mazzulla, JB, him, Derek White, there's probably a small group that have that discussion. Like, this is what we expect of you. This is what... we hope you will accept as your role, right?
I would hope so.
Isn't that the conversation? And then the year after, okay, then we'll figure out if you're fully back. But we're, as you said, the numbers would tell you, the standings would tell you, we've kind of figured it out. We're doing okay without you.
It's a fascinating discussion and thing to talk about, and I can't wait to see it because I think it's going to be how do you navigate a guy that is, you know, been, you know, the top of his game, integrating back into a system that seems to be working without him,
right?
Is his ego, do we got to worry about placating him? How does it impact the wins and losses? How does it all look? I think, you know, does JB, who's been kind of the top dog all of a sudden, is he comfortable going back to the two spot? I just think there's a lot of really interesting, fascinating kind of storylines to JT coming back.
And he's coming back, and I just say this, they can't change everything for him if he's only going to play 12 minutes. Right?
Correct.
And not play back-to-back nights. Right. So we're going to have two different teams. When you play, we're this team, and then when you're not, when you're on the bench or whatever, we're a different team. That's too much to ask all the other guys to. I feel like he needs to bend.
What do we think? What would look different with him coming? I feel like it's got to be different, but they're still going to chuck up a ton of threes.
Yeah.
Right? That's no.
Oh, that's going up.
What about the pace of play?
That's going down.
Oh, right. So, but the pace of play has been slow, though, right? Even with
JB. But it's going to go even slower.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, but you know what else is going to go up? The potential. Granted, they're scoring great. Yes, I know they're reigning, I think, third most threes. Their offensive efficiency right now is through the roof over the last month. You do also add a premier rebounder, which has been an issue in the form of JT. He probably won't have the same hops that he had for a little while.
Right.
Obviously, his ups will take a little bit of a knock. But like you said, Andy, if he's only working 12 to 16 minutes a night for the first month, he has to, and I hope, I don't know anything about, I don't know this. You can fill Winnipesaukee with what not any of us know about this, which is not much. I don't know that he is going to bend to what the team is doing now. I can only say that I would hope he would, and not like, hey, guys, slow everything down to run my offense because I'm Jason Tatum, you're not, and that's the way it's going to be. I would hope that he sees something functional and fluid right now and wants to be a part of it.
All right, we'll leave that one there. Exciting time, curious times when Jason Tatum comes back.
But, I'm rooting for it. I'll just say that as the JB guy, I'm rooting for it because theoretically they're better with him on the floor, whatever the role is.
And thank you, Celtics, for giving us just some kind of a compelling season so far.
And we might need it based on the Red Sox.
And also, by the way, guys, don't count this team out of anything except maybe a finals matchup with the Thunder because they've lost one game, barely.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick, sorry, Dan.
Yeah, no, go for it.
I heard this. I forgot where I heard this. I was at this NBC studios, and I think this was being batted around, the idea of teams not wanting to make big moves at the trade deadline because they feel like it's already over.
It's a theory.
That's OKC's already got
not going to beat them anyway.
That the Thunder, it's already a runaway kind of horse.
What a
here.
Loser's mentality that is.
Hey, totally.
How about this, guys? How about this? They also have a top three protected draft pick next year.
Oh, yeah. No, they are. They're a budding dynasty. They're doing whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a loser's mentality. Like, I know they're off to a historic start, 23-1 or whatever it is now. But to just say, oh, well, you know, we'll make moves in 2 years if they have some hiccups and injuries, losers.
I agree.
Oh, 2007, the Patriots haven't lost a game yet. Ah, we might as well just fold it up.
Yeah, what if the Giants had done that?
Right, exactly. Or any other team.
Good point.
We'll leave that one there as Jason Tatum works his way back. Fitzy, are you ready?
Yes, I'm going to talk something positive and Patriots.
Okay, well, you get 60 seconds for both P's. Go ahead.
Okay, so this was heard yesterday afternoon on the surprisingly still existing NFL Network, and it relates to one of your favorites.
I would maybe go back if a team was like, hey, you know, can you give us some great looks on the scout team? And we're going to pay you a legitimate bonus, like $1 million or something bonus right on the spot. And all you got to do is practice Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on the practice squad and show us some legitimate looks of the tight ends that we're going against and just go out there and practice and have fun and get our guys better. That actually might be a pretty cool case. You know, I might have to think about that. The chance of that happening are 1%, but I would have to just think about it and lay my options on the table.
Tom Pelissero on the NFL Network talking to Rob Gronkowski, dovetailing off of Philip Rivers' return to the NFL, looking like he's actually going to start Sunday, wondering if Gronk would consider unretiring to join an NFL team down the stretch. I am not going to tell anyone how to feel about it. All I know are two things. It is highly unlikely that he is going to rejoin the New England Patriots, as awesome as that would be. But I still do believe that he would be able to help a scout team, probably even make 10 to 12 plays any given Sunday and contribute to it. I enjoyed that for but a moment, but as far as actually coming to fruition, I might not get my hopes up.
You can just call me Mr. Recovery.
Yeah, see, he does things like that. Every now and again, Gronk, he's such a better businessman. He is such a better Barnum than people have ever given him credit for. Just when it's time to keep his name in the public sphere and have eyes on him, he'll say something like that. Just like when he told us he had a big announcement to tease 6 years ago. And what was it for? CBD cream to rub on your bad ligaments and joints, Mr. Recovery. So I'm not taking the cheese, and I hope no one else is.
You already took it, man. You already took it.
Yep.
Fitz. You promoted it. That's what you did.
Because it's fun content.
Is it? I don't know. Is it?
Yeah, to me it is. It's Rob Gronkowski. Why not just, you know, sometimes, Ted, you walk out the door and you're like, man, that is much colder than I thought. Ooh, it would be fun to see Gronk in an 87 uniform again. That's probably not going to happen. Let me carry on. Let me go bring the barrels to the curb. Just even think about it for just a mere second.
I won't. Well, he's also just a businessman. I mean, he's asking.
Correct.
He's saying, if you pay me $1 million, I'll practice. No one's going to pay you $1 million to practice. It's the most ridiculous thing. And but this is there are, I will say, a lot of reactions to this Philip Rivers coming back. You see Cam Newton's mad that they didn't call him because he's 8 years younger or whatever. He's 36 instead of 44.
I love that.
He left out the part where Philip Rivers was running the offense and knows the offense. Cam Newton, you don't know the offense, but he's mad that they didn't call him because he's much younger.
For real? Did he just
slap in the face?
Oh,
I never know. Whoa. I never know with him what
he's
is real and what is
sensationalist because on TV every day. And also, Andy, I'll float this crazy ass theory. What about, okay, so Gronkowski says that, right? If he's willing to take $1 million to practice Wednesday through Friday, who's to say somebody like who does crazy things and makes offensive miracles happen on the regular, Sean McVay, doesn't call up Gordy Gronk and just say, here's $2 million. He has to practice and maybe suit up and give me 8 plays on Sunday, and I'll help him win one more Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't think there's any shot in Hades if that happened. Okay. Like, it's one thing to be a quarterback. If we're going to put any legitimacy on this, a quarterback stands in the pocket and throws the ball. He doesn't actually have to hit anybody. Theoretically, he doesn't have to be hit. If you're going to play tight end, if you're going to run down the field, you have to be fast enough to beat people. You have to take some hits, be able to get back up after you take said hits. I think that has passed. Gronk is... he's not great on TV, but that's his life now. He sits at a desk and he analyzes games and
and
that's
butchers
his life
the English
now.
Language and says funny things by accident. Yes, even if it was a red zone only package, I agree. It was fun to think about it for a minute. Mm. But if he's being serious about it, I don't think people will go further than the commentary cheese.
He got exactly what he wanted from you, Fitzy. You took the cheese. You said the cheese was just you talking about him coming back and just. And saying that the idea of him coming back is interesting, that's it. You're talking about him. Boom. That's it.
He wanted.
He was never going to come back, but he got you talking as if he was. There you go. You walked right into his trap. That's all.
I not only did I walk into the trap, I willingly walked into the trap, and I enjoyed the trap.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, we'll try to let Fitzy out from his trap as I ask you, Ted Johnson, are you ready for your 3 points?
I'm ready, bud.
All right, here's 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, so a lot of debate about how do you stop Drake May, and it is kind of a fascinating topic. How do you stop this kid when he just seems to be basically lighting up everything you throw at him? Well, Phil Perry and I talked about this on the breakdown on Monday, and I just want to flesh this out a little bit more. There's really two ways, I think, to stop Drake May. And even the first one I throw out hasn't been hugely successful, but it's the only coverage and
rush that has had any real success, and that is cover one. Quickly, what is cover one? That is when you rush five guys, five or more rushers is a blitz, so you're essentially blitzing him. You have three guys on the inside. You have two edge rushers where you really kind of close in the wall so that he can't escape around the edges. You give him no passing lane or no lanes to run through because you're playing man-to-man on the five eligible receivers with a middle-of-the-field safety. So if guys are playing man-to-man and they got their backs turned, well, what's he going to do if he runs the ball? No, you have five rushers, and they're all very kind of when they rush their lanes, they don't go out. They don't twist. They don't loop. So they keep a very controlled kind of mush pocket press. And then the other one, and to me, that is the most successful. When you look at defenses that have played that, it's the most pressures he's had. It's been out of cover one. The most sacks he's had is out of cover one. He's third in sack rate in cover one. So this, to me, is the most effective way to stop him. You rush five. You don't rush four. You don't rush three. And you play man-to-man with a middle-of-the-field safety, and you make sure that your rush lanes, you're disciplined in your rush lanes, so you give him no way to escape and run. The Falcons did a good job of playing this coverage. They sacked him six times, had an interception. The funny thing is about this coverage is he still lights it up. So just so people know, people are playing him the most in this coverage. Cover one cover snaps, they're set of 72 dropbacks. They've played cover one. He's first in touchdowns versus this coverage. He's second in completions. He's third in completion percentage. However, he's also been sacked a lot, been pressured a lot. And then he's 17th out of 33 qualifiers in EPA. I can tell you what that is, but I don't want to bore you. Point is, this is the most effective way to stop Drake May. Everyone's trying to figure out how to do it. If I'm a defensive coordinator, I play more cover one, blitz, middle of the field safety, man-to-man.
So they got
– okay, I know.
They got a lesser guy.
Well, Buffalo's dinged up on the defensive line. You have no Ed Oliver to deal with.
Yep.
Shaq Thompson is playing linebacker more frequently now, and he's been good in coverage and good on the line for them as well. So that's a consideration for the run game. Mm-hmm. Greg Rousseau, A.J. Epinesa, they'll get home eventually, but not on the regular. Joey Bosa's on one wheel. So this will be a good week for Drake May to have time. The problem, Ted, is Buffalo's secondary has been nothing short of awesome in the last couple of weeks, and it's getting healthier. So I don't worry about the rush getting home to get in and bother Drake May's business. I worry about him actually having time. I would see more coverage sacks, I think, this week than Buffalo being able to generate the pass rush that you think is requisite to disturbing the passing game.
All right, we will we'll touch on this a little bit more. We have Tom Curran up next here, our usual Thursday at 3:30 chat about the Patriots, Drake May, this big game on Sunday, the weather, could snow be an issue, all that and more with Tom Curran up next here.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
WEEI. Back here on WEEI Afternoons and right to the guest line for our weekly conversation with NBC Sports' Tom E. Curran. Tom E. Curran is brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, by your New England Chevy dealers, Together Let's Drive, and Tom E. Curran is powered by Verizon. How are we powered this week, Tom Curran?
In the frosty air.
Yeah, get in the spirit, buddy. Holiday spirit.
Oh, I'm always, yeah. I love Christmas carols. Do you know that?
I do, too. I listen to a lot of Christmas music. I told Ted I will never, ever criticize a Christmas song. Every rendition of everything is like pizza. It's kind of good in its own way. It'll get the job done. Mm-hmm. But enough Christmas talk. We got a big football game this week, and I want to start there. We've been kind of asking the question around here. I know Reese threw it out there on ESPN. This is the biggest Patriots home game since. Is it that Brady returns game, or is it go even further back because of how good the Patriots are and what it means to their team and not just the guy who's visiting?
Yeah, I'd say the Brady returns game. Otherwise, anything 2021, they had a cavalcade of horrendous teams. Remember, they beat Jacksonville 50-10. I would say probably the Brady returns game. It's the biggest event there, and I don't know if that will trump for drama. This game will trump for drama that game, because this game will be remembered. I mean, that's the thing, is whatever happens in this game, it will be remembered. So it's good to have a game that you know you will remember.
Tom, the Bills are coming in, I think it's down actually to half a point favorite, but still they've been favored for the majority of the week since the lines came out. And I'm curious, in your mind, what is it about this very imperfect Bills team that scares you the most coming into Sunday?
They have a really good quarterback who's the best player in the league. And I think that my understanding of lines is very simple. It has absolutely nothing to do with who Las Vegas or oddsmakers think is going to win. So when they're used for respect purposes, they're a little bit backwards. All they are is an enticement for the public to bet as close to 50-50 on the two sides as possible. That's what the lines are there for. Mm-hmm. So the presumption is that the Bills, because of their history, are still going to be a better team. So they made them a 1.5-point favorite based upon the fact that people have an affinity for the Bills. Same way they, you know what used to be the greatest bet early 90s when I was gambling? Bulls. We all bet on the Bulls. You couldn't stop betting on the Bulls. The Bulls' numbers were so inflated because people would bet on the Bulls so much. Every game was like 16, minus 16 Bulls. Take them. So, it was So that's, I mean, that, there, it's a good starting point for a conversation, but it has little to do with who people think are going to win the game.
No, no doubt. And Fitz, get out of my brain. That's the question I had for Tom, was what scares you the most? Did you answer that?
He did not.
Okay, yeah.
No, I started a rant. I started a rant online.
So I'll go ahead.
Josh Allen. Scares you? And, yeah, and there you go. Josh Allen and his ability to extend out of the pocket. It was interesting. I thought Phil Perry asked a great question yesterday of Vrabel, and Vrabel gave a good answer about keeping Allen in the pocket, because you can keep anybody in the pocket if you just create one of those little cups and just stand there. Mm-hmm. But if you do that, then Allen's just going to stand there in direct traffic if you don't become aggressive enough, because becoming aggressive means you create a lane. What I thought was interesting was last week, Teddy, was to see that 40-yard touchdown run and then to see some poor Bengals defensive back still covering the wide receiver as Josh Allen ran from 40 yards out past him into the end zone. It's hard to play man against Josh Allen because you have to be cognizant of the fact that he's going to run. So he does change things that you can do defensively and rely upon the way that Matt Stafford, for instance, doesn't. The way even Mahomes doesn't. I mean, he's mobile, but he's not Allen.
Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston, here on WEEI Afternoons. Tom, I want to ask you about a couple things that when they first happen, we react, maybe overreact, and then they play a game and we're like, oh, it's fine. So the run defense without Milton Williams has looked a little loose, and you're going against the best rushing attack in the NFL with James Cook. So how do you feel about the run defense? And then part two, sorry, John Dennis here. The offensive line, like we all freaked out. Oh, my God, Will Campbell's hurt. What's going to happen? And now it's like we're not really spending a lot of time talking about the offensive line. So those two things, how do you feel going into this big game?
The run defense is definitely a thing that I am much more leery of than protection, because if you have a mobile quarterback or an incredible offensive coordinator, you can neutralize protection issues. You can't go to zero. And I talked about that with Lowe and who's the replacement there on the left side, Ben Brown, relative to the guys who they were replacing. You don't go to zero. That's why I was not as concerned with the loss of the guys on the left side of the line, because you don't go from 100% at Will Campbell and Wilson down to zero. Those guys are going to be able to hold up. There'll be a select number of plays on which they're going to get exploited. So I still feel that way. I'm much more concerned about against a good team with a very, very good back constantly being in second and four defensively, constantly having to deal with a wide open playbook for Josh Allen. He's dangerous enough on third and eight. Never mind having him on third and second and four all game. So I am much more concerned with the run defense.
Tom, when we last saw the Patriots, obviously now 10 days ago, it was a Monday night game. They got out to that huge lead and then kind of coasted in the second half. And I feel like the coasting in the second half is sort of a thing they do whenever they get up on these leads. Is that sort of a concern that they never, like, it doesn't seem like they pour it on or add it on, that they throttle back at times? I mean, look, they'll be lucky if they have a big lead on Sunday, but is that ever a concern to you?
It hasn't been, Fitzy, just for the sheer number of times they finished the game by taking knees. Their 4-minute offense has been really good. I think it's hard to just choke a team out for 60 minutes, especially when they go into halftime. The number of halftime leads this not tremendously impressive roster, and we should still be cognizant of that, has taken is amazing. I mean, they're leading at halftime on a routine basis, and they're not a great team. So that leads to coaching, application, I think, of the things that they were asked to do during the week and being in command. And the fact that they've held on to those second half leads. So I'm kind of okay with just getting to the finish line. Just get it in the barn. Get back in the garage as soon as possible. I don't care what it looks like. But I do understand what you're saying. If they were a better team, maybe I would be more disturbed or wary of the fact that they weren't able to do that.
Yeah.
But I don't think so for me, no.
Tom, I came to pretty much the same conclusion as you did on that. So not an easy one to kind of wrestle with, but
I ended up where you did. But I want to ask you about, I do kind of find the Sean McDermott discussion fascinating. You know, is he a good coach? Is he not a good coach? Is he a guy that you want to hit your wagon to for the next 5-10 years? They're moving into a new stadium. Is he the right guy to be coaching with Josh Allen? And just want to get your thoughts on Sean McDermott, the coach. Is he a guy that you think is capable and should be leading this team into the next 10 years with Josh, or do you think it's kind of run its course with him and Josh?
You know, it's funny because he does seem like a guy, his personality, and I have sat in a million Sean McDermott press conferences and the limited interactions I've had with him at the owners' meetings, he was fine. But he's just kind of got that perpetual stink face, and he doesn't seem to have a great sense of humor, and I wonder if that is over the course of time. Bill, speak of perpetual stink faces. but I wonder if over the course of time that becomes wearying for a team. And unless you get the payoff for that approach, and again, I'm not saying he's a tough guy to deal with for the players, but the payoff for a Buffalo Bills fan and the lack thereof would be far different for any franchise fan base than it is for them. I mean, it's kind of heartbreaking if you actually empathize, which might be tough to do as a New Englander, for a team that, in a franchise that came so close so many times in the 90s and now is on the cusp with the best player in football and still hasn't gotten to a Super Bowl, and now they turn around and the team that dominated them for 20 years and grinded their face in it now is on the uptick. The Buffalo Bills right now are in a position where the Patriots were in 2009, where they have a great player, but they have not a great team around him. So how are they going to respond? Will they respond the way the Patriots did with great drafts in 2008, 9, 10, 11, and 12? Or will they just kind of just say, okay, it's on you, Josh, let's see how you do and carry us? They really have to investigate which way they're heading right now, because regardless of if they finish with a Super Bowl win or not, the Bills, they still need to really look at whether or not they've done the best stuff that they can around Josh Allen.
I'm just going to pat myself on the back. There were a couple of those long current pauses there that I was ready to jump in, but I've been in this seat before. I waited.
Oh, my God.
Smart. Tom, I admit feeling a little icky even asking this question, but I think we all say Stephon Diggs has been a revelation, a leader, says the right thing, does the right thing, leads the team pregame. And he seems to be okay with the fact that other than that Jets game, he doesn't get the ball all that often, doesn't get that many yards. I think it's below 50 yards in like 6 of 7 games or something like that if you take out that Jets game. Why is this working so well other than the simple, it's the honeymoon period and they're winning?
Maybe it has something to do with, A, he's coming back off an injury. I'll give you maybe 3 reasons. Coming back off an injury. And maybe that put him in a position where he had to say, okay, what am I capable of? 2, they're winning. So it's hard to be the turd in the punch bowl after a win and say, well, that didn't work. Why didn't I get them all more? And 3rd, I think it's anybody's nature. Look, we all did. And Phil Perry and I were specifically called out for by Diggs in his first press conference. We all questioned whether or not he could pocket his history and not be a deterrent and a pain in the posterior. And we wondered if we were seeing signs of it in the offseason. And he said, you're not. It's not me. Can we start fresh here? And maybe that has spurred him too to say, you know what? I'm not going to give people the satisfaction of being a dink if I don't get my way. And he's probably found, as we all do when we try and look at how we've acted in the past and say, wow, life's a lot easier if I don't fight everything all the time. So maybe those 3 things. I don't know. I can't get in the guy's head, but he has been a pleasure.
Yep.
In talking to some of the Buffalo media outlets leading up to Sunday's game, Ted, it seems like they are pretty confident actually heading in to this game as well, that they feel like they owe the Patriots one and they should be able to pull it off on them on Sunday. So in your estimation, if Buffalo is able to pull out the win Sunday, what's the one thing that they do best or that the Patriots are just not able to account for?
If I'm Buffalo and if I were the Patriots and played the way the the Bills did the last time around. I'd say just do what we do and we'll beat these guys. They had 3 turnovers. They had 11 penalties. They handed the Patriots the ball. And even when they handed the Patriots the ball, they still didn't do much with it. That was one of the games in which Ramondre Stevenson had one of those back-breaking fumbles after the Patriots had recovered a Buffalo fumble in midfield. So I don't blame the Bills for looking at the Patriots and saying, yep, great story, nice player, Vrabel's good, McDaniels is good, but we should be able to take care of these guys because they only beat us because we killed ourselves in the first game. So all Buffalo, in my estimation, has to do, which is easier said than done, is not commit penalties. The problem I see with the Patriots to an extent is their inability to create turnovers on a routine basis. They got 3 against the Bills in the first game. I think they have created 14 this season.
That's it. Yep.
Total.
Yep. You're right.
Yeah. So they need to do that more often. They do a good job getting off the field on third down. They have been outstanding on their own on fourth down going the other way, which in a way is like stealing a possession sometimes. But they need to create some more turnovers, and I think the Buffalo is probably looking at New England and saying, look, we can deal with these guys. Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
No, it's a point that Phil and I were talking about on the breakdown on Monday night, just about the lack of takeaways. They just haven't been able to get the ball from the opponent. I think they ranked 20th in those 14 takeaways, so yep. Not good enough, Tom. We'll leave you with this. Just curious.
Do you know the Bills have 2? The Bills still have, the Jets still have 2.
I know, buddy.
2
I know.
Takeaways.
It's insane. It took them 7 games, I think, to get their first one. So that's embarrassing. It's going to be probably at the end of the season, probably the worst historical kind of lack of takeaways in the history of the game. It's just insane that they only have 2. But just your thoughts on this game as far as how does it play out, who wins, kind of. What do you think happens in this game Sunday, Tom?
Isn't this great to be able to say I have no idea?
Yeah.
Look, the Patriots have answered every single challenge, whether it was the Giants game, when I said, boy, you know, I'm leery, they're missing a couple of guys, the bye week's coming up, playing since July, and they just absolutely ass-thrashed them. So I'm going to finally say that light has gone on Marblehead and the Patriots take a 14-10 lead into halftime and they win 31-27. How's that?
I love it. Specific.
I'm just going by the book, understanding that the book will probably not be played by.
All right. We're going to enjoy the game. I'm sure you will as well. And we will talk to you next week, Tom.
All right, thanks for having me. Have a tremendous 2 weeks before Christmas weekend.
All right,
thanks,
see ya.
Bud.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom Curran. Tom Curran was not worried about one aspect in the trenches and was worried about the other. We need to follow up on that next here on
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
WEEI Afternoons.
I'm much more concerned about against a good team with a very, very good back constantly being in second and four defensively, constantly having to deal with a wide open playbook for Josh Allen. He's dangerous enough on third and eight, never mind having him on third and second and four all game. So I am much more concerned with the run defense.
I think that's a worthwhile concern from Tommy Curran. Just spoke with him here on WEEI Afternoons. The Bills have the best rushing attack in the NFL. James Cook averages over 5 yards a carry. Your run defense has trended in the wrong direction without Milton Williams and with Tonga banged up for some of that. And he's right. If they're running for 5+ yards a clip and all of a sudden Josh Allen is always in second and four, it's going to be a long day for the defense and the fans at Gillette Stadium. It probably, Ted, will not go very well for this team if they do that.
I mean, any offense that's got a balanced attack, forget it. And you got somebody as dynamic as Josh Allen at quarterback, please. You not want to get the running game going. Your job as a defense is always try to make them one-dimensional so that they become more predictable so that you can defend it easier. So if the running game gets going, forget it. It's just going to make your job so much harder on defense if that gets going, because then they got the play action, then you got the threat of Josh actually running the football, and then you got no hope, right?
So let's go to the phone line, squeeze in a quick phone call, because no one breaks down a game in quite the same way as Jake in Boston. Yeah. What's up, Jake?
What's up, Jake?
No one does. Sunday, a few things that have not been covered. There's specifically three of them. So I went to Ann Michael May's Pilates class a few weeks ago, and I think we're all agreed in the Jake household on Bake Miss being a good thing. But if you notice, when Bake Miss started on December 1st, our queen was in a T-shirt. The past few days, she's been in heavy sweaters, and now a full jacket. I want to believe with this Drake May is a super... I want to believe with Drake May being the superhero we perceive him to be, that he has set his thermostat at like 38 degrees to prepare for playing football in December and January.
Okay.
I'm also concerned he just doesn't know how to use his thermostat. So that's one.
All right,
Number two, we all saw what happened at Michigan, right? Mm. So the Patriots obviously knew of Bill Belichick's behavior dating back to 2022. Like, these teams all have people that seat the mistresses away from the wives. So I'm curious. Like, I know there was something illegal that happened in Michigan, but Michigan initially wiped that aside. So, you know, if we had known this was happening in 2022, 2023, and we had seen this team take a downward spiral, the idea that Bill was kept on knowing he was distracted in multiple avenues was, number one, was it the result of, you know, what had happened with the Celtics and Ime Udoka and having two coaches being overly horny here? Two, were they afraid of Linda and what she could do? Or were they afraid of Bill and what Bill could say about Robert?
Mm. All right, thanks for the call, Jake.
It's all fascinating questions, Jake.
There were a lot of numbers being thrown out there, lists of points and numbers. But yes, there...
I'm going to recuse myself from this topic.
Some stuff went on. Some stuff is going on at Michigan. And
how creepy is it calling Drake May's wife Queen?
It's creepier to go to her Pilates class, 617-779.
But you know why they call her Queen, right?
Because he's the king?
No, well, it's from the Game of Thrones. She looks just like a character. The queen, forget exactly what that is. But anyway.
All right, coming up next here, no more Jake phone calls.
Good nickname,
and
though.
We will get to this big game on Sunday. Patriots looking to sweep the Bills. Patriots looking to win the division, qualify for the playoffs, and maybe change things in the division for quite some time. But they are underdogs at Gillette Stadium. We got to get to this Drake May, Josh Allen, Bills, Patriots matchup. That's up next here on WEEI.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.